Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you some gardening tips. Today I'd like to chat to you about dealing with insect pests on your plants, a real challenge faced by many gardeners. To begin with, prevention is better than cure, so aim for a healthy garden that is in balance with itself. Often gardeners resort to using chemical pesticides, which are very detrimental to the environment. Today I'll mention a few eco-friendly options to try rather than using poisons. Pesticides are especially harmful to birds, in particular the insect eaters. Secondary poisoning occurs where birds will eat a dead or dying insect and are then also affected by the poison. In fact, there are more deaths among birds due to garden chemicals than any other factor. An example is the Cape wagtail or Wipstaartjie. These birds are known as a friend of the gardener because they feed on many common garden pests, especially those found in the lawn. They march back and forth across the lawn, bobbing their tails up and down as they look for insects. The Cape wagtail used to be a very common garden bird but is now slowly becoming absent from urban gardens due to secondary poisoning. There are also other predator birds, like the hardy-dar ibis, who eat insects, worms, and snails, so perhaps think about ways to intentionally attract birds. Bird baths, bird feeders, and planting indigenous plants that birds love are all ways to increase bird visitors to your garden. Other natural predators that help to keep insect populations down are animals like lizards, frogs, and chameleons, which eat a variety of garden pests. There are also several insects which eat other insects. For example, ladybirds eat aphids. Ladybirds are capable of eating about 50 aphids in a day. They also lay eggs on plants infested with aphids, and the young ladybirds start eating soon after they have hatched. Other predatory insects include certain wasps, which attack worms by stinging the worm to paralyze it, laying eggs on the worm body, and the hatching eggs then feed on the worm. There are also dragonflies and praying mantis, which feed on insect pests. When using pesticides, these predatory insects also end up getting killed along with the pest, leaving your garden vulnerable to more infestations of certain insects. Instead, a prevention would be to grow as wide a variety of plants as possible so that you can attract all the natural enemies of insect pests. Some pest problems can also occur because a plant is growing in unfavorable conditions. Plants tend to struggle and become weak when they are planted in the wrong position. Weak growth can make them more vulnerable to attack from pests. Make sure that you plant the right plant in the right position with the sun or shade at the right time of year. Also, don't overcrowd your plants by placing them too close together. This creates air circulation problems between your plants, where insects will get an opportunity to flourish without disturbance. Also, make sure that your soil is healthy with rich organic matter and microbes. Another preventative measure is to try companion planting. You can use specific herbs to attract beneficial insects or to repel the harmful ones. Aromatic herbs or plants confuse the pests or affect them in such a way so that they lay fewer eggs. You can use basil or marigolds to repel whitefly. Marigolds are also effective against earworms or nematodes, which affect the root systems of plants like tomatoes. Marigolds release a substance into the soil that repel nematodes. Oregano, sage, or thyme helps to repel the cabbage white butterfly, and chives and onions repel aphids. So these are some preventative measures that you could take. Next time, I'll chat about specific actions you can implement for pests like aphids, whitefly, and red spider mite. In the meantime, monitor your garden daily so that you can detect any problems early. Do inspections. Many bugs come out at nighttime to feed. So that's all from me for today. For comments or questions, go to my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. Have a lovely weekend.